A function is a rule according to which for each element in the first set we can find no more than one corresponding elements in the second set. The first set is called the domain, and the second set is called the range. Now, an example of a function can be a line, a straight line with some slope and with some intercept with y horizontal, sorry, vertical y axis, right? So let's say, let's plot x horizontal axis and y vertical axis, and let's plot a straight line with some slope, let's say 45 degrees to the horizontal line, so that means the slope is 1. Right, so that gives us equation of let's say y is equal to x if the line goes through the origin. So we can see that this line is continuous, which means that if when we draw it, it doesn't have any gaps. It's a continuous line, and that's pretty crucial for calculus. Continuous function means that if you change x a little bit, then y will also change a little bit. For small changes of x, there are small changes of y. There is a definition of a continuous function through the limit. And the limit is a concept which tells you what happens if x, let's say, goes to some value. Say, for example, if y is equal to x plus 1 and x goes to 2, we can easily see that y in that case is going to go to 3, right? Because 2 plus 1 is 3. So that shows us that we can find the limit of the function. Please note that the continuity of a function is the property of a point. Let's say for a function, let's say y of x is continuous in some specific point, x naught, for example. Let's say x naught is equal to 0. And indeed, this function y is equal to x is continuous in the point x is equal to 0. It's easy to check. So if x is a very small positive number, y is very small positive number. If x is very large negative number, meaning very small in absolute value negative number, same thing happens to y. So small changes in x cause small changes in y.